About 200 demonstrators lined the street in front of the hotel where the Tea Party group Americans for Prosperity was meeting. John Schilling, a former Marathon County board member, had harsh words for the union members and the Democratic senators who fled to Illinois.
I call them freeloaders, feeding at the trough, that are afraid to pay their own way. They run away. They should be locked up.
I retire too.
Schilling left the hotel and waded into the union crowd, escorted by two police officers. Guy LePage, an organizer for the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Stevens Point, said his members were worried that private sector unions would be the next target.
We're next. They're going to try to dismantle our unions and our way of life.
LePage said the Americans for Prosperity bus tour was funded by billionaire conservative activist David Koch.
David Koch has put together this bus. You know, we're not going to stand by and just let our way of life be dismantled by a billionaire who's buying his way into government.
Inside the hotel, Americans for Prosperity State Director Matt Seaholm called the accusation a distraction.
It's not about us. It's about the policies going on in Madison, and that's what we're going to stay focused on.
Union members that I talk to say you're not really a grassroots organization. You're funded by billionaire David Koch.
Yeah, that's what they want you to hear, because they want to distract from the real issues that we're facing, and it's a $3.6 billion deficit.
The Americans for Prosperity bus tour is hitting 10 Wisconsin cities, ending in Madison on Sunday. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.